Stateless AI protocols, Mistral's open moderation model, and Interpol's alarming Africa report. Simon Willison's post on stateless model context protocol drew 128 comments and a score of 254. Notable engagement for a technical protocol discussion. MCP, originally developed by Anthropic, defines how AI language model systems communicate with external tools such as databases, APIs, and file systems. Willison's argument for the stateless variant is that each tool call carries all required context, rather than forcing the server to maintain session state, eliminating a category of failure modes, session expiry, state corruption, replay attacks, that have plagued early MCP deployments. Comments split between practitioners, relieved by the direction and architecture purists who observed that the state does not disappear under stateless design. It migrates into the token context window, which carries its own cost and size constraints. A related Arexiv paper, Zero Mem, addresses this bottleneck directly, proposing a framework for LLM agents that achieves effective memory operations with near zero additional token consumption by restructuring how agents encode and retrieve information. The post had attracted little discussion yet, but commenters flagged it as potentially addressing the core architectural constraint as agents grow more complex. Mistral's release of Shieldstrahl, a 3 billion parameter open weights multimodal content moderation model capable of analyzing images and text together, carries significant real-world deployment implications. Mistral's decision to release the weights openly is consistent with the company's differentiation strategy of openness and European identity. A moderation model is not its core commercial product, so the release generates developer goodwill without surrendering primary revenue levers. At 3 billion parameters, the model is compact enough to run on consumer hardware or a single lightweight cloud instance, dramatically improving the economics of content safety at scale. Interpol's report that artificial intelligence now drives more than half of all cybercrime across the African continent provided the week's starkestly AI safety data point. The report describes not merely automated phishing, but voice cloning for fraud calls, deepfake identity documents, and AI-generated social engineering scripts localized with cultural specificity that earlier mass spam operations could not achieve. Hacker News commenters with direct regional knowledge pushed back on framing it as an Africa problem, arguing instead that the continent is experiencing disproportionate consequences because digital financial inclusion has outpaced fraud detection infrastructure, and because regional operators lack the decades of labeled training data that major financial institutions in wealthier markets have accumulated. Open weights moderation models like Shieldstrahl represent a partial remedy, narrowing the resource gap for fintechs in cities such as Nairobi or Lagos without requiring OpenAI API costs or a ground-up research effort.